solar eclipse around the Taurus new moon a day later. Last night, the energies were so tremendous. That it was not possible to record anything. This is a powerful transmutation. Again, in which our bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, are being activated by receiving direct information from your source, your essence. No distortion, no veil, no intermediary. Direct download. This is your VIP connection. So, there's not much to say. There's a lot more to listen, perceive, allow, and acknowledge. One day later, the energies are still extremely intense, although they are softening a bit. We had been prepared, but this was a gigantic leap. So the pace is slow. As if we were breathing with the earth itself. Weaving a very intimate relationship with the planet on which we live and with the nature of this planet. This new moon is in Taurus and it touches us to the bottom of our heart. But it also speaks to bottom of our true intelligence, which is just beingness and openness. So feel the night, the sense of the spring. Nature slowing down, entering the dark part of the day. Feel the way your body naturally attunes. Feel this light surrender and peace in your heart. And embrace the vastness of that experience tonight. We only begin to appreciate what all this intensity was about. Bit like a massive flood washing away all that no longer serves our mind. And emptying it from all its content. So let's sit now. Still and void, our mind devoid of content, intention, just open, available and fully present in this undefined way. We've been shedding loads of stuff for a long time. And now we just drop that old frame that has defined, characterized, and caused a lot of identification and mental investment. And we just sit there as we are together, completely open. Wondering, being curious. We still have very little idea of the implications of that massive change, which, considering, happened in a very short amount of time. That new way of perceiving reality, our reality on earth, in our daily life, in our community, is not a viewpoint or an opinion. It's an entirely new perception of our own selves. Mirrored in a reality we are facing right now. It is mysterious and a bit miraculous. The long-held longing for self. And that full presence now. Radically changes our experience of absolutely everything, beginning with ourselves. Our bodies, our hearts, minds, our consciousness, they all seem a bit odd and different. And indeed, they are. Because the vibration that is there in us, around us, has allowed the shedding and a final dropping of those remains, clusters and bits and pieces of a much lower vibration and much greater density. So we are just sitting, enjoying that lightness and a simple joy that arises with it. It's so wonderful, so simply wonderful. Feel this in your cells, feel this in your environment, feel this in so-called inanimate objects, feel this all around and deep within. that vibration of your essence is of the purest quality and nurtures and nourishes all your bodies. This is what they primarily feed from. Frequency, vibration, and this you feel. And this attunement with the ground, the soil, the earth, and the complete surrender to living on earth as a human being who is fully embodying their true nature, their true essence. And there we sit. And remain as long as